choosing myself more than I have ever have in the past. I've said that I was going to choose myself, and we all fall short in ways. I'm not going to lie. Your girl is, you know, she's trying to stop the falling shorts, because we do have to be very intentional. And I feel like at some point, you know, God continues to put lessons in our life to see if we have learned from them. And baby, your girl has learned. Claps to me. I did. And I know it, because I'd be willing to let things go in the blink of an eye. I don't want anybody to say like, okay, that's not good. Like, you just walking away from things. Like, no, that's not the case. I give people the benefit of doubt. I let people speak. I let you speak your piece. But I also feel like, you know when it's time to go. You know when it's time to leave. You know when something doesn't serve you. You know when this is not it for you. I've been listening to my body a lot more, like Jayla has said in the past episode, like, you know, this last spooky season that just passed, she had said how, like, you have to start listening to your body. And I think in 2025, I can say my body has definitely told me certain things that I wasn't supposed to be doing. Like, sometimes you just know when something no longer serves you no more, and you don't have no business doing it. You don't have no business messing with it. You don't have to, like, question it. And I feel like I'm at the point in my life where when I know, I know. And I don't have to put myself through HE double hockey stick for me to know. Like, baby, once I know, you good. We gone. Bye. Peace. Like, I'm cool on that. So the way I choose myself nowadays shows up in who I allow in my space and in my circle. And, you know, when someone doesn't serve you or it's something you don't like, and you're able to pinpoint those flags early on, stand on your toes, stand on your boundaries from the beginning without anybody else, like, saying anything and not really caring what somebody else feels, I feel like that's the real definition of choosing yourself. I never came up here to proclaim that I knew everything. If anything, I'm bringing the people that know a little bit about something and is still learning to other people that don't know anything about a certain topic, so that way we all can know. I'm up here connecting the dots for y'all, doing the hard work for y'all, spreading my little two cents for things that I, you know, no one told me. I'm the only child. And some things I felt like I had to learn by myself. Yes, my mom is very attentive. If you know me, like, my mom, my dad, like, they're my best friends. If they can tell me anything about a certain relationship or a business move or just how I should move, they're going to help me out 100%. And I'm so grateful for them. But I do feel like I am a girl that is learning things. And I also realize that, like, I can just see other things. I can see how other people live their life, and I can learn from their actions. I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to go through it. I've been doing that. I've been doing that work. I've been doing work for other situations that I've gone through, and I just try to handle them differently, even if it's things that my mom and my dad, like, didn't know. So in this lifetime, like I said, I'm here connecting the dots for all of us. Like I said, I never proclaimed to know everything, but I'm doing a little bit of work. I know a little bit of something. So when I do know something, I'm gonna share with y'all. So sometimes in episodes like this, when it's just me and you, when we hear live on the mic, this is going to be a new series of mine that we're gonna call Her Diaries, where we getting into all things Ayana, all the things that I've been going through, all the things that make the lessons that we learn here on LHP well worth learning. This is all the background, just a little bit of tea on my life. And if you hear and you found this, you are now gang. Don't be out there telling everybody what be going on. Let them find out for themselves, okay? Thank you. Now that we are here and we're getting all into it, I'm sure you guys get a little bit about what this episode is going to be about. You know, choosing yourself and whatnot, getting all up into it. And I just feel like I just definitely have to tell you guys the tea. This is Yana's Diaries. We don't get no more realer than this. So I got to take a breath. That's how you know it gets real. You got to take a breather before you actually, like, get right into it. If this is y'all's first time here, welcome. My name is Ayana Mariah. Welcome to Lily Her Podcast, where we talk all things. You know, you heard it. Anyways, I got to tell y'all about this situation that went on. So recently, I've been living my life. As you know, like, I'm learning to say that I'm doing the exact definition of dating, but I just choose not to have anybody in my space, because Ayana is working on certain things, aka LHP. We love y'all. Y'all, you know, I gotta make sure the content and things are hot. We are learning different things, and I have to make sure I push them out as I please. And I try not to go through anything extra that I don't have to deal with, okay? And not even to say it like that. But when God is ready to bless me with somebody that I'm ready to settle down with, ready to get a boyfriend with, I will. Up until then, right now, I'm focused on certain things. Ayana, my mind is focused on something else. There has been times in my life where I've genuinely felt like I've always put a guy or something else first. And in this exact moment, like I said, I'm choosing myself more than I ever have before. And when there is somebody that I choose that I want to date, I will. If there's somebody that I choose that I want to date, I will. But I haven't gotten to that point yet. A little bit of the reason is because now it was a situation that I had to walk away from really early on. And this was like nothing y'all even need to know. Like no name behind it, because literally lasted maybe like a day or two. Like nothing. Like literally. But I seen so many red flags in the course of those 2 days. And I'm just getting to the point where I don't have to go. And I haven't even seen him in person. Like, you know, I feel like I owed me. I would have gave you the benefit of the doubt. And I would have tried to meet you. I would have tried to do all of these things before it even got to that point. You know, before I even like realized that, hey, maybe this is not what I want to do. And maybe, you know, I would have tried to miss the red flags. And I think sometimes we do that. This season, this Sayana I am right now, baby, she ain't playing no game. She said, you gotta go. You gotta get the fuck up out of here. You gotta go. I can't. So I did see a lot of red flags. Or I don't even want to say red flags. I just say, let's say just red, rare flags. Rare flags. And I used to feel guilty for cutting things off so quickly, but like now, like not anymore. I don't need anybody to understand me before like I go protect myself and protect like what, you know, I might be going through. I think a lot of times old me would have sat in that and decided, okay, you know, because he might not even understand why I'm leaving, I'm gonna stay until I get a real reason. And I don't know who needs to hear this, that you don't have to put yourself through nothing you don't want to go through. And that's one thing I had to like learn. You know, sometimes we settle for a lot of things, and I started to realize a lot of rare flags, like we said, that I realized I just didn't want to, you know, deal with. Y'all know that I am right now, you know, my husband, my boyfriend, anybody I'm talking to, you gotta come correct. We gotta come heal. I'm trying to do a little bit of the work over here for you, babe. So I would like for the thing to be reciprocated, you know? So I do want to even like bring up a little bit of rare flags that I realize that I want you guys to also know. So if you guys are going through anything else, you know, you guys know. One, asking about my goals too early. I'm sorry. I don't know. I recently was on TikTok. I heard about destiny swapping, but I just feel like I don't want to tell nobody my dreams and my goals and my secrets. I'm trying to learn to not speak on things that I want with people that I don't know. I'm a yapper. I will tell you exactly what I want next year. And I'll tell you, oh yeah, that's if God allows me. But it's also like, girl, God said be quiet before you left the house. And you leaving the house still talking about it, still wrapping your mouth around everybody that you, you know, move around that asks you about, you know, your dreams and your aspirations. And that's not okay. It's not, you know, that's something that you have to do. And I really didn't like that. It gave more, you want, you know, early access rather than, you know, not, it wasn't like in a way to connect. It wasn't like in a connecting way. I also feel if something's draining you before it even gets like that deep, you need to let it go. Like if I'm thinking too hard on it, like especially in the beginning, like that's a red flag for me, because now I'm stressed thinking about things that like I probably don't even have to deal with, but I am dealing with, you know, or I'm thinking about I might have to deal with this. Too early, you know, I don't have to deal with that. Also feeling like somebody is like more so orbiting around you than building with you. The last thing that I also feel was a more rare flag for me was someone feeling like they're orbiting around what I'm doing instead of actually building on what I'm doing or helping me build on what I'm doing. And that doesn't just have to like be with my podcast, like emotionally as well. Like I'm a Sagittarius, I'm a crybaby. You know, I love communication. I love all the things. I love all the things that everybody I feel, you know, should have. But you know, that's neither here or there, honestly. But someone feeling like they're orbiting around me instead of actually helping me build or doing the work before they met me, or me feeling like I have to like mother do anything that I just don't want to do is just not something I'm sitting in. If y'all have been in that or felt like that with someone, leave. And I feel like that's small things that like my mom never taught me, because those are things that my mom was still learning. Not to call her out, love you to death, girl, like, but she knows this as well. Like, you know, we all are learning, and I don't blame her. She was just a girl, but I am here to, you know, make sure that we are breaking generational curses, not only just for me, but for y'all as well. And if y'all are in a space where you feel like that, it's okay to not deal with that. Like, you don't have to. Another situation I had went through was something that I went through like a long time ago. And it taught me that I really used to self-sabotage myself and like really feeling like chosen, not gonna lie. And I know it's hard for me to say that because I feel like, girl, what do you mean? But it's just like, no, I genuinely did used to do that. I feel like I have a problem with feeling like I be wanting to be chosen sometimes, you know, and every girl wants to. Nothing's wrong with that. But girl, sometimes it's just like you got to figure out what you want. And you can't be sitting in anything longer than what you are because you want to be chosen. And especially that's not something that you want anymore or something that you need anymore, that you something that you visibly know, like, hey, this isn't serving me anymore. So this was something that happened a long time ago, but ended up telling me some information about their new life. I would usually be like, don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know nothing. You know, we friends, but babe, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I'm going to crash out. Not right now. I'll let you know when I'm ready. And I felt like I can't keep doing that. Like, I can't keep doing that. So I started to realize that I did let this person tell me something, and I was actually very proud of myself. I didn't feel like I needed revenge on nobody. I didn't feel like I was upset. I didn't feel like I was mad. I wasn't ready to crash out. I genuinely was like, okay, like I felt actually relief in letting go, but not just like letting go in general. It was more so like letting go with like in peace. I was like, okay. And I could genuinely say that. And I feel like old me, I would have tried to go mess with someone else, try to go make something else work real quick, just try to go talk to somebody, picked up a new relationship or situation, or responded to someone just because of the situation that would have went on. Or I would have tried to like start trying to talk to that same person again to self-sabotage. Like, I know that you still like me a little bit more, so I'm gonna try to talk to you because, you know, I'm gonna try to talk to you and I'm gonna try to get you back right now because I don't want you to even go start to even think that you can go mix, you know, start something new with somebody else. And I know that's toxic, right? Like I said, I never proclaimed to be right. And I'm just realizing that this is something that I've been doing as well. So in a situation like this, I didn't make the old decision that I would have. So I'm very proud of myself. Round of applause for me. Because I would have done all of that. That would have been, that those would have been my three little moves. I don't know. And subconsciously, I'm doing this. Not on purpose, but I mean, that those are the moves that I was making. So I'm just finally learning that, like, it's okay to be by yourself. I'm enjoying my alone time. I'm enjoying being by myself and doing things that I want to. The real peace is not having to deal with anything. You know, taking this time to focus on myself and, you know, just waiting for the right person to come to me. I don't have to go spiral out of control. I don't have to make it no big ego issue. I'm not trying to go get nobody back. I'm not doing anything. I'm realizing that, like, my peace is the peace that I make it. Like, I'm just loving me. I'm just choosing me. I'm just choosing Yana. So if you see me walking around with my head held high, looking like I don't know, you know, who nobody is, looking like I'm too good for school, just know I'm choosing myself. If I tell you I don't want a man, don't take it personal. Well, I can't do that right now. I'm focusing. I'm locked in, baby. Don't take it personal. Your girl is doing the work. It's okay to say no. And when you have situations that come up, it's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to live your life and just like dream and be a girl. And I don't know. And I'm loving this for me. You know, if I thought that I was doing this in my past, like I said, not as hard as I am doing it now. I'm dating intentionally. I'm living my life intentionally. I'm making friends and going places and deciding on situations intentionally. You can't teach someone how to love you. You have to be the person that can love you. Because the more you love yourself, you also can deal with people. This is something that I'm learning, okay? When it comes down to figuring out what you want with someone else and with also what you want with yourself, I feel like you really do have to learn how to love yourself and know what you want for yourself. Because the more you feel like you know what you want for yourself, it'll be easier for you to date a man or figure out what type of relationship you want with somebody that is of your caliber or someone that makes sense to you. You know, you don't have to sit in anything that you don't want to, you know? It just cuts out all the, like, the extra stuff. So it's like, okay, now I know this doesn't benefit me. I know this isn't something that I would typically do. I'm not going to do it. And you just don't do it. I'm just starting to learn that I am not a puzzle to solve. I am a person to love. I will run into a person that loves me and supposed to be, you know, there for me. And until then, I'm living my life, you know? Openness and being that you're single does not mean that you're available. I went out and my homegirl just kept saying that. She's like, Ayana, every time somebody would try to talk to me, she was like, she's taken, she got a boyfriend. And I feel like that, yeah, that's the quickest way to give them away, get people away. When you don't want to talk to them, when you feel like you don't, I'm sorry. I'm giving out all the tea, all the tips. I'm sorry. I'm not saying sorry, because I mean, like, if you're watching this, I don't want y'all to be like, dang, like, you know, when the girls be saying they got a boyfriend, they lying, because that's not true for everybody. But for me, you might get that from me and I might be lying. That's because sometimes I don't want to rebuttal. Like, I don't want to rebuttal you, King. You got it. You good. But I just realized I'm done begging to be chosen from people. I'm done dealing with things that I don't have to deal with. I realized these things early on so that way I can handle them accordingly in the future that I'm building right now. So that way I wouldn't even have to put myself through it, because like my higher self doesn't deserve that. The version of myself that I am right now doesn't deserve that. And if it's something that I can like block out early, I'm gonna do it. I just wanted to let you guys know, if you are listening, if you got this far into the video, this is for the girls that's tired of healing in silence, that's going through certain things. It's like, girl, why am I going through these things and with people or people around you, and you just don't realize why. I just want to let you know it's okay to value your morals and how you feel and your boundaries early on. I don't know who told us as women, I know like Jayla said, we don't have to settle for anything. Like, we settle very much in a lot of spaces in our life when it comes down to relationships, friendships, work, and it's not for us to do that. I don't know who told us that was okay. We need to get that out of our vocabulary, out of our lifestyle right now. It's just not it. I'm not settling for anything. You know why? Because my future husband, my future boyfriend, whoever he is going to come. And I gotta be ready. Every time I get sad, and I be like thinking like, dang, I ain't got nobody to call. I ain't got nobody to text. I ain't got nobody to go out to eat with. I just realized that, like, it's okay. I'm gonna go by myself and I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna enjoy myself, because I would rather go and be intentional about everything that I'm building right now rather than to do something just for a vibe or just because I want to, just for like a free meal, like they be saying. No, I'm cool on that. I'll go out by myself and I'm gonna live my life, because my husband, when he come around, my boyfriend, when he comes around, maybe he's going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. You know, I know he's out there waiting for me. And if he had a girlfriend, he can live his life. But y'all understand, like, hope y'all get what I'm saying. I'm just building and I'm waiting for the right person. And like I said, I'm living my life. I'm dating. But if I decide that I want to live my life on a different pedestal, I will. But for right now, like I said, I'm just living my life how I want to. And I'm not praying for a man, but I am praying for the best version of myself. And I know that that will attract somebody else that's on the same level as me. So that's what I'm okay with waiting for. If it comes with that, with me waiting for something like that, I'll do it. And I want you guys to look at it from that point of view as well, because Derek said the girls are hitting the ground running, which means that us doing the work now and us learning ourselves and feeling our emotions and turning this into art, no matter which way you're doing it, in business, in hair, painting, you know, nails, makeup, fashion, like photography, like any way that you do it, it really does have eyes on you. Like, you know, people, they notice, you know, they're noticing these things. We have to be the ones to do the work and be able to put it out there so that way they can learn as well. So that's enough of me rambling. I love this though. If you guys are new here, like I said, when it comes down to LHP, be ready for more episodes. If it comes down to a guest episode you guys want to be a part of, please do not hesitate to hit me up on Lily Her Podcast on Instagram. You guys can watch this on all platforms, boo. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. And if you're watching, if you're listening to it, please come watch us live, Bad Bitch to Bad Bitch. Okay, on YouTube. Thank you. Every Monday. But thank you. I love you guys for listening to me and just how much LHP has been growing. These solo episodes are definitely going to hit a little bit more different with these diaries that I'm about to be dropping. And I just hope you guys learn from them. You know, I know, like I said, I'm the only child, so I'm giving you all my gems. And with all that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the first Her Diaries. Little snippet, little drop. And I hope to see you guys in the next episode. Thank you.